morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2018, and I have two guests in the studio with me this morning. I have Zool Bailey, who is the Artistic Director for the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning, Zool.
Good morning.
And we'll try that one more time. Good morning, Zool.
Good morning.
And I also have Doris Stevenson in the studio. Good morning, Doris.
Good morning.
And Doris, you are a pianist with the festival this year, but you've also been a pianist for quite a few years, correct?
Yes, I came to the very first Sitka Festival in, what was it, 1972?
72, yeah. In fact, that's the year I was
and
born.
And I've been coming. Oh, my
God. Did you know
that? No.
So she has the record, I believe. I think she's come here 42, 43 times already of the 47.
Beautiful.
Yes, and I've come back every summer since, almost every yeah. summer since. Yeah.
And how did your relationship with the Sitka Summer Music Festival begin? How did you get involved?
It was started by Paul Rosenthal, who came up to Alaska and fell in love with Alaska. And Sheldon Jackson College gave us support. And there was always great esprit de corps in Sitka. There was always a group of community members who thought, well, we can make this happen. And so Paul, and then the Centennial Building is so great as a performance hall. So
didn't Paul also bring all of his friends from USC, the California
Yes, so
days?
It was all people who were alumni of the master classes of Heifetz, of the great violinist Joshua Heifetz and Piotr Gorski, the great cellist.
Mm-hmm. So basically the first year was about seven people-ish.
Five.
Okay, five, sorry.
Everybody had to play everything.
In fact, the legendary story, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is they had enough money to get here, but they didn't have enough money to get home. So everybody gave donations for the concerts to raise money to try to get plane tickets to get home when it was over. Am I correct?
I left a week early, so I didn't know about that
story. They must
story.
Have had enough money to get you home first.
Yes, mine was fine.
That's funny.
Beautiful. And Zool, how long have you been involved with this festival?
I'll make it as quick as possible. I'd start hearing the legend of Sitka back in the 1980s with my teacher, Stephen Cates, who was also a participant of this festival in the 80s. And he was also a student of Gregor Piatigorsky. Ikwan Bey was also at Peabody at the time. Many people, Jerome Lowenthal I got to meet, who was at the Music Academy of the West. But I never dreamed of coming here as a participant, let alone becoming an artistic director. So in 2007, I was invited very last minute to come play a Schubert cello quintet with Paul. And I came for 3 days, and it changed my life. And I really didn't think I'd ever come back. But I remember wishing to myself, if I could ever find a place this beautiful to spend some time each year to rejuvenate and to be with the people that I love, I would be the luckiest man on earth. And he called me back to come in 2008. And right after that summer, he basically said, I've been looking for you for a long time. I'd like to retire, and I'd like to hand this over to someone that I trust. Would you consider, on my 70th birthday and the 40th anniversary, which was several years in the future at that point, becoming the next artistic director? And that's the story.
Beautiful. And Doris, do you mind telling us, why do you come back? This is, 43, 44 different times you've come back. What keeps you coming back to Sitka for this festival?
Well, it's kind of a reunion for the musicians. Mm. We play with our friends. Well, you play with people that you get along with musically, and it's kind of the same as getting along with friends. Some people, you feel things together, and when musicians have a reunion, they play together, and music is our life, and so that's what we do, and so we come here to play together.
I asked Paul one time, and this is exactly what she's saying, and it makes a lot of sense. I said, you've been around and you've heard the greatest performers in history. I mean, everyone from Rubinstein to Horowitz to Piatigorsky to Heifetz to Primrose to every one of these legendary people. I said, who are your favorite performers? Mm. He said, oh, it's very easy, my friends. Mm. And he said, when I had the choice to work with the people that I love, I wanted to hear them tell the stories. I wanted to hear the stories from people that I trusted. And so he was very loyal And I find that very endearing that he invited his friends back. And it was kind of the moment that they could all see each other after this busy year of everyone kind of going crazy. And so they scattered after USC in California. Mm. She moved to New York. Everybody else moved different places all over the world. But this was the place that they could get together each year to reunite. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do now. And of course, Doris is the shining star this summer because she knows all the secrets. She knows where the bodies are buried.
And you both are playing together this weekend, correct?
Well, that was one of the special things for me is that she agreed to play a couple of the most beautiful pieces for piano and cello out there with me. Yeah.
And it's really fun playing with Zool.
Oh, it's very kind. Yeah.
Because he's great.
She got the
oh,
check.
And I played the Rachmaninoff Sonata with Piatigorsky when he came here in the 70s.
He came
that
one time.
That was what we played.
That's right. Piatigorsky came here right at the end of his life. In fact, it was like the year before he passed on. And it was a huge moment for this festival. Paul had been trying to get him for a long time. And it was a big moment. And I knew they played the cello quintet, but the Rachmaninoff.
I'm pretty sure we did.
That
yeah,
is amazing.
There would have been a Friday and a Saturday concert.
And we're playing the Rachmaninoff on Saturday night here. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect segue. If I look in your music, will I see markings of his? Did he write in your music? Because I've seen that in some of your music before, some of the markings of Heifetz and Piatigorsky.
Man, I should see. No, I don't. I didn't bring that score.
Okay, all right.
It's too raggedy. But yes, he did make.
That's great. So that's a great remembrance of the wonderful time in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So, what are the events that are happening this week and then through this weekend? What's going on?
Well, today is box lunch. It's at the Odessa Theater, Allen Hall, at Sheldon Jackson campus. It's at 12:15. It's about a 45-minute, basically a family show. It's a free concert. It's featuring a lot of Spanish music this week because I have a colleague of mine from Mallorca, Spain, Alfredo, and Andy, the cellist, they're going to be doing selections from their newest CD, of Spanish music for cello and piano. And then tomorrow night, I've got to look at all the programs here. But you have the programs over there. There's so many pieces. Let's see here. Friday night, it's Boccherini. Tomorrow night, we're playing the Boccherini Sonata, basically written by Piatigorsky, and the Beethoven Sonata number 4 for cello and piano with Doris and myself. And then they're doing the Andy and Alfredo and Tom Stone are doing the Piazzolla Piano Trio, which is kind of the Piazzolla seasons. It's a lot of tango music. So it should be a lot of fun. I don't think it's ever been played here in its complete form. Saturday night, this is all, of course, at Centennial Hall on Friday night, Saturday night. The Ruhr Red Suite for solo violin, the Torina Piano Quartet on the first half, and then, of course, the legendary Rachmaninoff Sonata for cello, well, for piano, with a little bit of cello in it. But it's Rachmaninoff, of course, was the legendary pianist, composer, and he wrote a beautiful piece for piano and with a great cello melody that kind of weaves through it. That's our weekend.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then there's also a family concert. Sorry, you would...
Go ahead. No? Tell about the ice cream social and the free root beer floats and the concert for kids, and it's free.
And you know, I can't actually pronounce where we're playing it, and I've tried it for years. Can you help me with that?
Shikakwan Nakahiti.
Okay, there it is, yeah. So that's where we're doing that.
I see.
And I've got a couple of surprises up my sleeve for that. It's a family concert, so it's free, and they have an ice cream social afterwards on Sunday afternoon right outside of the event center, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's basically a show and tell of instruments and sounds and fun, and that'll be a perfect way to cap the first week of our 47th festival.
Wow. Beautiful. So many things happening. And how can people get more information if they want more information on the whole month?
Oh, well, they can certainly call the office. You ask questions that I don't know the answers to here.
And somebody yesterday asked, where do you get brochures? Well, I know they're at the Centennial Building.
I'm so embarrassed.
We could go. They must be in Harbor Books.
SitkaMusicFestival.org. You can call by phone, 907-747-6774, Old Harbor Books. You can go in person and buy tickets.
Wonderful.
And we will have, in fact, I've seen them all over town. In fact, I walked here this morning and I saw the posters everywhere. So there are places to see the entire season, as well as, of course, Old Harbor Books by phone, 907-747-6774, and sitkamusicfestival.org.
Beautiful. Thank you both so much for being in the studio with me this morning. Thank you for coming
thank you for
back,
having
Doris.
Us. Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I have a lot of old friends to see here now.
I'm thrilled.
Beautiful.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.